G'day expats. One of the often questions we get asked is why would I choose an Australian advisor over an international advisor to provide me with Australian expat financial advice? Let me run through three key points that we'd like you to consider and hopefully help you make the right choice. The first consideration is the person advising you providing you with specific Australian expat financial advice? Now, there's a lot of offshore advisors and a lot of them do a very good job. But quite often they're working with 10, maybe 20 nationalities. So the advice they're providing is expat advice, but it's not Australian expat advice. The distinction with this is when you receive Australian expat advice, the circumstances are tailored to your citizenship as an Australian citizen, but also where you're domiciled. When you receive expat advice, it may just be pertinent to where you're living at the time as a non-resident. Let's say, for example, you're in Shanghai and you receive advice from an offshore advisor. How does advice work if you then move to, say, San Francisco? Is it applicable? Is it liquid? Is it fluid? Does it move with you as your circumstances change? Also, what happens if you move from Shanghai back to Sydney? Is that information still relevant, or are the key benefits of taking that offshore advice null and void? The second reason for working with an Australian expat advisor is basically recourse. Now, when we say recourse, what this is your safeguards in ensuring that if the advice being provided is incorrect, how do you go about getting remediation? As Australian financial advisors, we are members of what's called the Financial Ombudsman Service. The Financial Ombudsman Service provides Australian expats and also Australian residents with a recourse facility where if you are to receive inappropriate advice, you can take that inappropriate advice to the Financial Ombudsman Service. And if it is deemed to be inappropriate, you are then able to receive the applicable recourse. When dealing with overseas advisors, quite often you don't have this recourse available. If the information that's provided to you or the advice being provided is inappropriate, you have little to no recourse against anyone. And the third reason for working with an Australian financial advisor in the space of expat financial advice is with respect to superannuation. In our experience, 60 to 70% of the time that we're providing expat financial advice involves some sort of recommendation surrounding super. If you're working with a British, South African, American financial advisor overseas, I dare say they won't have a very strong understanding of this financial product. If you're not getting total advice with respect to your finances and super is not part of that, then quite often there's a large gap in that total financial advice. If you have any questions or like to seek any clarity on any of these matters, please don't hesitate to email us at info@atlaswealth.com.au and make sure you click the subscribe button below to ensure that you're kept informed of any future updates that we provide. Take care and have a great day.